Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Karam Injury Lawyers Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne it down in the hole now, 0-2. And hits the ball well. There is a multi-hit game for Jeremy Payne. He hits one to the wall. Luis Guillorme being waved around third. Here comes the relay throw by Newman. And safe at home plate. The ball gets away from Ohapi with a head first slide. Astros take a 7-5 lead. Peña ends up at third.
That was good seeing Jeremy Peña get a big hit. Boy, Guillorme was he was leaking oil coming around third base there, Seth. I was getting nervous with Guillorme.
That's what you get with a lovable kind of rotund infielder.
Yeah.
It makes that, you know, he makes some incredible plays at third base and just does some athletic things. But when it comes to actually just striding it out, his body type works against him.
Do you think, does he have a body type? Do you think like if he got with the right personal trainer, he could, he's 30 years old now.
I think he's got an unfortunate body type where it looks like he's chubbier than he actually is.
Okay.
I don't know. When I saw him, when they first brought him up and they were showing clips from spring training and he was just wearing his batting practice jersey there, It didn't look as bad. He just needs to ask them to allow them to wear his jersey untucked.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's hard. Yeah, I feel like he's not. I don't think he's got a weight issue. I think he's probably exactly the weight he needs to be.
Yeah, I mean he's been hanging around the big leagues for 7, 8. This is his 8th season, sort of hanging around the fringes. Maybe he's cool just hanging around the fringes of the big leagues, man. You know.
Yeah. That's true. I guess I should. It's not like he's a multiple-time All-Star and that's his perfect body
weight.
No, he might be served better by seeing how it goes 15 or 20 pounds lighter.
That's what I thought when I'm watching him because he was chugging around third base and then he flopped into home. And if the throw had been on target, he might have been out. And I'm going, man, if I was hovering around the fringes of the big leagues, and especially when you hover around, it means you go back and forth from the minor leagues to the major leagues. And boy, when you talk to people who spend time in the minor leagues and then you come up to the big leagues, even for a couple of starts,
yeah.
I think Brian McTaggart might have had a piece when he does his newsletter there where he, I can't remember if it was him or somebody else, but talked to some of these guys who had been bouncing back and forth from Sugar Land to the Astros, and they gush about the hotel accommodations and the food, and boy, I don't have to carry my own bag onto the flight. And you think that might be incentive enough to, you know, just go get on the treadmill for an hour a day or something like that, just to ensure that you're at the big leagues.
Who knows?
To each their own.
Maybe he actually does battle it, and he would normally be like 20 or 30 pounds.
Maybe so, yeah.
The beard doesn't. I feel like the beard makes him look pudgier than he is, too.
Without question.
You can be a pretty lean dude, but if you have a big, bushy beard,
it doesn't
look like it. People, there's a cognitive dissonance there.
Yes.
Where your mind doesn't acknowledge. Like, even like Dallas Keuchel was a pretty lean dude, but because of his beard, you don't necessarily think of him that way.
No, you're right, you're right. Here's Joe Espada. The Astros took 2 out of 3 in each of the spots. They took 2 out of 3 in Sacramento. They took 2 out of 3 against the Angels. Here was Joe Espada, Astros manager, yesterday, capping the road trip.
We never out of a game. Long 13-game stretch. And this guy's the fight till the end. So proud of this group. You guys hear me say that all the time, but just they never quit. After Gusto, I thought it was a good start, better than what that line shows. I thought he threw the ball really well. Aside from those two homers, I thought he 6 strong innings, and our bullpen came in and shut the door. Really, really great effort.
Okay. They split against the A's. They played 4. They split. I said they took 2 out of 3. They haven't lost a series in a long, long time. They've had a few splits of a couple of 4-game series.
Yeah.
But if it's been a 3-game series, they've been taking 2 out of 3. I mean, they've just been steady building, Seth, building that lead in the AL West.
I think the biggest from this weekend is you start to see a couple of where the flies in the ointment are with the starting pitching.
Yeah.
We had that nice stretch where all the young pitchers or the journeyman types were giving you really good and solid performances. And then you'd come into this week where Brandon Walter gives up. Did he give up eight runs?
Seven runs in six innings, yep.
He gave up 7 runs in 6 innings, and then Gusto really struggles yesterday. Goes 6 innings for you. But, you know, you can't rely on this Astros team to put up 8 runs every time one of your pitchers struggles.
No.
So you started to see a little bit of like, all right, let's at some point, Arrigetti hasn't started throwing off a mound yet. So you're at least a month out from Arrigetti, most likely. The most likely guys to return anytime soon are Javier and JP France. Luis Garcia, he's at least a month out. So really it's up to can JP France or Christian Javier be a shot in the arm for some of the starters.
Here are the updates on those two guys. Then I want to get to Espada on Gusto. But Lance McCullers, we should add him as well.
Oh, yeah.
Played catch over the weekend. Seth, he played catch. You know how I love the updates when they're playing catch.
Yeah.
I love the updates when they're doing things that I could do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they play catch. I'm like, I can play catch. That's not a big update. He is expected to throw off a mound today, Lance McCullers.
Mm-hmm.
Arrigetti could throw from a mound. You mentioned him on Tuesday for the first time since he suffered that freak hand injury in Seattle. So, yeah, we're getting a little closer with some of these guys. You know, Lance and Arrigetti are the two that aren't coming back from Tommy John surgery, so I just inherently feel better about both of those guys than I do all the other shoulder and elbow guys.
The only thing I worry about with Arrigetti is because it's a broken hand. You never know about the strength and the feel and everything. Like, it's not as simple as just coming back from some bone breaks. But, right, hopefully, I say should be pretty straightforward. And meanwhile, Yordan's still out with his broken hand. As the Astros signed John Singleton to a minor league contract, lefty. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Nope. Everything's going to be fine, right, with Yordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lefty who's pretty good against righties last year, but was abysmal against lefties last year. There may be people that had not heard that. Jonathan Singleton is back in the organization, signed a minor league deal. His wife did a little Twitter video yesterday about saying that they're back, you know, where she was started the video in some shirt, and then boom, poof, she's in an Astros Singleton jersey. So she's very excited to be back with the organization as well. Going into Sunday, Astros had 171 plate appearances by left-handed hitters this season. The Angels had the second least with 331. Every other Major League Baseball team had over 700. So, I mean, the Astros are depleted on that side of the plate without even with Yordan Alvarez, they don't have a ton of competent lefty hitters in this.
Because that's the part where it's not just Yordan's production as a hitter and even how he traditionally helps you, the rest of the lineup just by being there, but just by virtue of teams not being able to basically tell all their left-handed pitchers to take a break during this series, that you could hopefully start to get the best possible version of some of the other guys in the lineup.
Here was Espada talking about the bats helping Ryan Gusto yesterday.
Huge, and that's the kind of the character and of our team. We're not gonna let up. We're going to fight till the end, and that's another, you know, come from behind win. Like, we know how to do those things, and it's hard to describe. There's so many qualities that this team has that we always find ways to grind through things and find a way to win games.
They're stepping up big time in weight class this week. Their last handful of series, again, they haven't lost this series in almost a month, maybe. But they're facing the Angels, a 500 team. They take 2 out of 3. They split with the A's, not a very good team. They did sweep the Twins. The Twins are a mediocre team. They took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox, one of the worst teams in baseball. Cleveland, mediocre team, 2 out of 3. Pittsburgh, bad team, 2 out of 3. The Rays, this is a big step up. They haven't played any. They have not played a team that's even close to the Phillies and the Cubs in about a month now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
No, this honestly, the month of July is starting. I'll start right now, like heading into July. You got Philadelphia, you got the Cubs, then you get a breather versus Colorado, and then it's right into the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And Cleveland and Texas and Seattle. Just like either divisional opponents or really, really good baseball teams. This is going to be a fun month, Sean.
It will.
This is a month that you and I are going to remember.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, I thought the game on Sunday was fun. You were scared and nervous. I like hearing that you're going to have some fun watching these games.
I did not enjoy it. I don't like when the Astros get a big lead, them squandering the lead, and then building up another lead and then squandering it. I don't like seeing Josh Hader give up a home run.
I don't either. There's
so much that as impressed as I am by this team, I could tell my foundation, it was not as stable as I thought it was. All the reasons where you wonder, how the hell are these guys actually winning baseball
games?
No,
it's true.
That was very much front and center in my brain yesterday.
Do you think Mauricio Dubon's 4 home runs over the last few days is a sustainable thing to win baseball games?
It's not. Okay, for one, I think very few people dislike Mauricio Dubon for the way you curiously do.
What do you mean?
But no, I don't think he's going to necessarily be a... Power, yeah.
He's a little corny in the HEB commercials. That's all. I like him plenty.
You think he's corny in the HEB commercials?
I do. I think he's supremely corny in the HEB commercials.
But it's just in a refreshing, innocent type of way.
Yeah.
He's a full-grown man that has the heart and spirit of an altar boy. He's pure, and that's what you hate about him.
He's very young-looking. That is true. It was jarring watching him hold his son on Father's Day. I'm like, what is this 11-year-old
like this teen father
doing holding
his
doing
these kids these days? Yeah. They just wrap it up, man.
I heard that the kids are having less sex these days. Obviously not Dubon. Here's Joe Espada on, I like to call him Mauricio Dubon's, you know, like Barry Bonds. Here's Joe Espada on Mauricio Dubon's 2 bombs yesterday.
Doobie West Coast power. We might have to make a t-shirt out of that one. You know, great swing, you know, he's rolling right now. He's seeing it well, confidence. He gets barreled to the ball. We know how when he gets going like this, he could go a long stretch of getting a ton of hits. But now it's like power too. So now I got to hear about this power surge on the plane.
That's a good problem to have, man.
I think with Dubon, you know what? You know, in the circle of trust.
Yeah.
I don't know when we went away from this, but we used to have a Mariznick designation.
I was thinking about it the other day.
Where you rewarded a guy for his defensive prowess and personality.
Yeah.
And Mariznick had that blend of just looked like the all-American kid out there running around making plays in the outfield, even though he wasn't much at all at the plate.
Great Mauricio, hair. He had great hair,
right,
too.
Great hair. Yeah. Mauricio Dubon does not have the... doesn't have that team beat type of look or vibe to him that Jake Mariznick did. But he's lovable for other reasons.
Yeah,
I feel, and he's in the 97th percentile in terms of run value, you know, and he's not doing it at just one position or just in the outfield the way Mariznick is doing it. Dubon does it all over the place.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to next circle of trust. We got to consider whether to give Dubon the Mariznick designation.
He's got 4 home runs in his last 6 games as well. I mean, he's basically just he is a massive power source.
Look, we've seen stretches of this before with him.
Yeah.
It's in him. We know that it's in him.
Yep.
You don't depend on it. He won't make whether or not he continues this surge that he's on, it's not going to be a criterion for putting him into the circle of trust.
It'll
be the Mariznick designation.
Hey, last thing from Espada yesterday, Brian Abreu came in and got a massive strikeout of Mike Trout at the end of the 7th inning.
Yeah, that punch out to Trout. Not easy to make Trout take swings like those. I think Gusto did that today, too. You know, anytime you get Mike Trout coming to the plate, you're on the edge of your seat because how good he is. But we were able to make pitches and execute today.
He was trash in this series, Mike Trout. He was 1-for-11 with 6 Ks. He was bad in this series. I wanted to play that, though, because I was a little mean to Brian Abreu on Friday on social media. When he loaded the bases and he needed a Myers diving catch. Brian Abreu has been trafficky all year long. His walks, hits per innings pitched does not match what his ERA is right now. And I said on Friday when he was giving me the type of anxiety you were experiencing yesterday, Seth, I felt that way on Friday during probably because Hunter Brown lost a win because the bullpen blew it. Yeah, they eventually won the game, but they, you know, I think it was King gave up a home run. So I was mad at the bullpen already. When Abreu loaded the bases, I said, this guy is the worst pitcher with an ERA under 2.5 that I've ever watched in my life, which may or may not be true, but I tweeted it. The results were surprisingly split. There were a lot of people that agreed with me. They're like, man, he's way too much of a tightrope act out there.
It is. It's a tightrope act. That's how it feels. And yeah. I think with relievers, I overlook a lot of stuff where I'm okay if they're trafficy. Yeah. I'm okay if they just flat out get the job done.
Yeah.
It's just that the problem is when they don't get the job done, it feels so much worse than sometimes a guy who's a strikeout artist that gives up a few home runs or something.
Yeah.
Because it's not as long and drawn out. That's the problem with it. I understand it. I don't agree with you, but I understand
it.
By the way, Mariznick and Dubon, like offensively, pretty much the same.
Shockingly similar, yeah.
Yeah, the OPS of Dubon has an OPS of 678 in his career. Mariznick 666.
Oh, listen to the wow, 666. Huh?
Now he's actually
Satan worshipper Jake Mariznick. Huh?
Dubon's their on base percentage is about the same. Dubon's got a 260 batting average as of right this moment, whereas Mariznick has a 228.
Yeah.
Mariznick's got a better slugging percentage, but it's all very close.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
My advice to anybody who's got offensive similarity scores to Jake Mariznick would be rent. Don't buy. That would be my
what
advice.
About Dubon? Dubon's going to be – I think Dubon might play 15 more years for the Astros.
He might. I mean, he's only 11. I mean, he could easily play till his late 20s for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Monday. Let's circle back before we close out to Kevin Durant. What was his message to Phoenix fans? How would you feel if this were your star player getting traded away and this was the message to Phoenix? We will have that for you as we close out coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.